What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome back to the show here. And I want to talk about kind of an interesting story broke over the weekend where the director of CERN over in Europe is trying to reassure everybody they're going to find the God particle by the end of the year. We're still looking. We're going to find it. We're determined to prove there was a supreme moment of heavenly creation, blah, 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 blah. All it's going to take is just a teensy little bit more money, and we've got to overhaul the machine, and we've got to build it bigger and all the rest of that stuff. And the reality is, I don't think they're going to find it. And let me go into this a little bit detail. There was this guy named Aristotle. And 2,300 years ago, he said, I'm going to throw this orange up in the air, and it's going to come right back down into my hand, and that proves the Earth is not moving. And everything else moves around us. Huzzah, huzzah, we're the center of the universe. And Christians love that idea that there was scientific proof that Earth was the center of everything and that the deity sat up nights to admire them. And then Isaac Newton came along and kind of wrecked the whole thing by showing why Aristotle had sort of messed up there. And then Galileo came along and telescopes came along. And, oh, my goodness, it was just more and more, you know, problems there. And then Edwin Hubble discovered the redshift in 1929. And Hubble himself didn't infer anything from the redshift. He just noted that the further objects were away, the more their spectrum was redshifted. And he simply said, this is a handy yardstick to measure things in the universe just by their redshift. And this idea of an expanding universe and a Big Bang actually came from a Catholic monk named Georges Lemaître, who assumed, and we know what assume means, that the only possible explanation for the redshift was relative motion. Therefore, the universe is expanding. Therefore, if you run the clock backwards, there was a Big Bang and huzzah, huzzah, we have our scientific proof that God is real. Well, unfortunately, then Einstein came along with general relativity and the concept of the black hole. And obviously that primordial egg at the beginning of the Big Bang would have been the universe's baddest black hole. And this paradox between general relativity and the Big Bang theory, with general relativity being experimentally provable, should have resulted in everybody saying, okay, there's some other reason for that observed redshift out in the universe, and we've got to rethink this whole Big Bang nonsense. And by the way, the observed redshift in the sky is quantized, which is not something that is consistent with relative motion being the source of the redshift. There's something else going on up there. But, you know, the church is still out there saying, no, you're all heretics. We're going to burn you if you dare challenge the Big Bang, and it's been going on ever since then. And so we have, you know, this problem. How do we get the universe out of the universe's biggest black hole around special relativity? So they said, well, at the very beginning of the Big Bang, there was this magic thing happening because we all know that God was behind it all, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And the universe, when it was first created, had no mass at all, therefore had no gravity, therefore could get out into the universe, and then all of a sudden it met this thing called the Higgs boson, which gave it mass. And that's how we get here. And so they've been trying to find the Higgs boson ever since then. There's only one problem. Particle physicists like to equate their accelerators as determining the structure of atomic matter, like taking two mechanical clocks and slamming them together and then figuring out how the clock was built from the gears and springs and other bits that fly out from inside. But if you slam the clocks together hard enough, individual teeth off the gears are going to start coming loose and fly out as separate, distinct items. And yet we know they weren't separate and distinct to begin with. So at the energies CERN is running at, they might be creating brand new particles that had nothing to do with the origins of the universe. We're going to be back after these commercials.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Working 2 jobs has never seen to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're glancing back at the financial headlines. The plunge protection team is trying to do what it's doing. I'm looking at Facebook's stock ticker, and it was taking a major dump, and there was another huge upshove. And it looks to me like the underwriters are still trying to prop up the price a little bit until at least those lockouts expire and they can all bail on their issues here, but it's not looking good. Headline story, global economy at risk as U.S., Europe, and Asia slow. Okay, let me read you this story here. The global economy's foundations are weakening one by one. Already hobbled by Europe's debt crisis, the world now risks being hurt by slowdowns in its economic powerhouses. Slowdowns in its economic powerhouses, of which the U.S. is considered one. So now, all of a sudden, that offshoring of all of our high-paying jobs to all these other countries turns out to have been a threat to the entire global economy, however good it was for the American money junkies. So remember when we were told, oh, globalism is the way to go. We got to send these jobs to other countries. It'll be good for everybody. It wasn't good for anyone. It hurt the American economy, and now they're saying, well, that's the reason the whole globe is slowing down. And again, this hammers home the point that this idea of globalism is not working. National borders, economic borders, serve the same function that fireproof doors do in buildings and watertight doors do in ships. They contain accidents so you don't lose the whole structure. You have a fire in an office, you lose the office. The rest of the building is still standing. You can go back in, put new furniture and carpet in. Everybody's happy. If you prop those fire doors open, it may look like everything's better because you can run around the building faster. But that office fire will then spread and the whole building is lost. Same thing with the ship. As long as those watertight bulkheads are shut, you get a leak in any one compartment, the ship can stay floating. You put those watertight doors open, and yeah, people can run around the ship a lot faster. Your first leak is your last one. And that's what happened here on planet Earth. All the global money junkies tore down the safety systems. They tore down the barriers so they could run around the planet faster, grabbing money left and right. And that is why Wall Street's mortgage-backed security fraud spread from being an American crisis to a global economic crisis. Disaster. And now they're basically saying, yeah, this whole thing about shipping American jobs to, you know, China and all these other places wasn't such a good idea after all. They'll never admit it. They'll come up with some kind of spin about, you know, how it actually, they said, we meant well. We really thought it was going to help. We meant well. It was the other party that prevented it from working. That's what they're going to say here. Another headline that just came in, Spain is in total emergency. The EU is in total denial. Well, they've been in denial for a lot of years. The EU had every reason to suspect that the European Central Bank was going to be just as destructive of the EU as the Federal Reserve has been destructive of the United States of America, and for exactly the same reason. An economy based on debt cannot be made to survive. It's that whole 11th marble concept. And by the way, you wouldn't believe the hate emails I get from people in financial services who are just, you know, it's like talking to a religious fanatic. You're attacking their beliefs. Their beliefs are sacrosanct. You can't challenge the basic core beliefs. Yeah, I can. I think all beliefs ought to be challenged because there's no foundation to them. And we can look around right now at the reality of the world around us and understand that this idea of basing a nation's economy on debt has failed. I think we can look around at the devastation here in the United States and in Europe and understand that putting private bankers in charge of a national economy makes no more sense than putting drug addicts in charge of the pharmacies. You're not going to get a good result here. Now, over in Syria, as you're probably already aware, the rebels, meaning the outside coup d'etat, the outside overthrowers, have abandoned the ceasefire. And they've started violence again and all the time screaming, Assad must honor the ceasefire. We're not going to, but you've got to honor the ceasefire. They're just trying to provoke a reaction. We're now getting word from the Daily Star over in Great Britain that British special forces are on their way into Syria to set up their own bases. SAS and MI6 are on their way in there with all their technological support as the vanguard of the eventual U.S. invasion. So basically the attitude of the United States is we're going to invade all your countries, and you might as well just get used to the idea because we don't have anything better to do to fix this mess. As long as we go on invading Israel's enemies, Israel will cut us a little slack on those credit card payments here. Now, I'm going to put this one into this category of please do not try this at home. But apparently scientists are using magnetic fields to stimulate the brain. And apparently people who are receiving the stimulation are scoring higher on IQ tests. Which is really kind of weird because I remember it wasn't too long ago everybody was saying that these magnetic fields were bad. They would cause cancer. Don't live near a high tension tire. And then they came out with bracelets with magnetic things on the wrist that would make you stronger, which was just nonsense. And apparently they're trying to do this research where they can stimulate the brain with magnetic fields. Maybe they just whip things up into higher voltage. I'm not sure. I know that some people were trying to do that just to get high. But, you know, folks, it's your brain. Don't mess around with it. You could damage yourself permanently, and that's really the cop's job to do with the tasers here. All righty, let's see. Getting back over to Fukushima, and again, the aftermath of what might have been Israel and the United States hacking us all to death. Because more and more people are starting to come forward and say that they agree with this idea. Something went wrong at Fukushima with regard to the emergency systems that turned a bad situation worse. And those emergency systems used the same Siemens controllers that were targeted by Stuxnet. And by the way, if anybody from General Electric is listening to this broadcast, I know we dumped a lot of blame on you for the design failures of those emergency systems on those reactors you designed and in some cases built that didn't work as they were supposed to. So it's in your interest to go in there and find out if Stuxnet was actually inside Fukushima. Because if you can prove that it was, you guys are off the hook. And you can go back and tell all your other people buying your reactor design, hey, wasn't us. You know, Israel screwed up our systems. They didn't intend to, but that's what happened. And it's not our reactor design that's at fault. Same thing with TEPCO and the government of Japan. You need to go in there and find out if Stuxnet was inside those controllers inside that power station. Because if it was, then you guys are all off the hook. The reactors were designed to survive quake and tsunami, and the operant theory now is they would have worked had they not been hacked by this Stuxnet, which was known to be in computers around Fukushima 8 months before the quake and tsunami. So anyway, we're having more and more people coming out and saying it is not advisable to eat bluefin tuna. Apparently the migratory range of these fish is something like 600,000 square miles of the Pacific Ocean. And worse, the radioactive cesium can be passed from the parent, the female parent, to the fish in the eggs, which means the fish that you're eating may not have ever been near Fukushima, but if its ancestors were, they could still be contaminated. There's a principle called bioaccumulation, which is that organisms tend to pick up and collect some of these isotopes because it confuses them for nutrients. In fact, one of the recommended ways for cleaning up a nuclear spill is to plant certain plants over it, and the plants will draw up and absorb the contaminated material. Then you simply uproot the plants and take them someplace to be disposed of, and you've got the radiation out of the soil. So that's what inadvertently happened with tobacco that was grown in cheap mined mineral fertilizers that included polonium. So there's a very real risk of nuclear tuna, and I know it sounds like Netanyahu's nuclear duck or nuclear wolf, and it's not just going to be the tuna. I know everyone's focused on the tuna right now because that's the one species they actually tested, and they found a 100% contamination rate off the coast of San Diego. But there are other migratory fish. There are migratory fish that we may not eat, but that are eaten by other fish that we eat. Certainly somebody ought to be checking the crabs at the bottom of the ocean off the coast of Alaska, because not all of those radioactive contaminants from Fukushima are going to stay on the surface of the ocean. They're going to sinter on down to the bottom, and so any bottom-feeding fish, including crabs, are going to suck them right up. And I remember right after Fukushima, the head of the FDA went up to Alaska, and they had a press conference with the head of the Alaska State Fisheries Commission saying, we don't need to test the fish. We know that it's going to be safe to eat. So go on buying Alaskan seafood and support the industry, because they make wonderful donations to Congress, and they pay a lot of taxes. And then Ann Coulter came on TV and said, you know, little radiation's actually kind of good for you, which was nonsense. Especially because it was only, like, what, months before they were saying that a terrorist with just an ounce of cesium and a bomb could render an American city completely uninhabitable. And then turn around and say, you know, a little radiation's actually going to be good for you. They can't even keep the lies straight any longer. All righty, we're coming down to the end of the segment here. We're going to take another break for some commercials. And join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lane from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And it's been kind of interesting watching the situation down in Florida, where once again, in a repeat of what we saw back in 2000, Florida has gone on a round of voter roll purging and has already been busted for purging people who have every right to vote in this country. I think the worst case was that very elderly gentleman was born in Brooklyn, fought in the Battle of the Bulge, decorated war veteran, been living in Florida for 17 years, voting without a problem, and all of a sudden he gets a letter saying, we don't think you're a citizen. You're not entitled to vote. But if you want to come down and stand in line for 6 hours or so, we'll give you a chance to maybe kind of sort of prove that you should be restored to voting status. And this voting purge is targeting specifically Democratic and Hispanic voters. And they're doing it on a scale that basically would eclipse any of the typically razor-thin margins that you see down there in Florida. Now, the Department of Justice ordered Florida to halt the purging. Florida said, no, we're going to go on doing it. So there. Then we heard they were going to shut it down. Now it's a kind of in limbo. They're trying to figure out a way they can keep on going, playing these same games of voter disenfranchisement that were seen back in 2000. By the way, if you have not seen it, there's this HBO movie made for HBO called Recount, starring Kevin Spacey. And it's a dramatization of what happened down in Florida in 2000. It takes a few liberties with the actual facts, but I think it's a good illustration of just how crazy things got down there and are obviously going to get again. And at this point, as far as I'm concerned, the credibility of this year's election is already completely and utterly destroyed. Now, we're getting a story from Rolling Stone. We just put up there. Basically, the billionaire Koch brothers are basically planning to spend $1 billion to put Romney in the White House. The money junkies are buying the government out from under you. And they're not doing it for your benefit. They're doing it so the government will go on obediently taking all of Wall Street's losses and dumping them on you. Cut off all that nonsensical unemployment stuff. Cut out all this, you know, medical care and Social Security and all this other stuff. It's money out the door for which we don't get any benefit. We being the money junkies themselves. And it's a question, is government supposed to serve the people of the entire nation, or is government going to get hijacked so it serves only a very small group? Whether that's Israel or Wall Street is irrelevant. There's a principle involved here. What is the proper role of government in a modern republic? And again, I want to go back to the Jeffersonian definition. The proper role of government is to do for the community that which the community needs but cannot do for itself. Roads, schools, hospitals, infrastructure. That's the proper role of government. Not to loot the people to fund wars on Israel's enemies, not to loot the people to protect Wall Street money junkie crooks from having to go to prison. That's not the proper role of government. And now we have the billionaires are lining up to basically buy the White House for Mitt Romney, a man who openly admits you can't trust a thing he says. Would say one thing to get this election, we just etch-a-sketch him, turn him over and shake him, and everything he said is no longer operational. And then he'll say something different for the next election. They're basically telling us there is nothing he has said that we can rely on to know what he's going to do when he gets in the White House. What we do know he's going to do is, you know, he's a candidate of the money junkies, by the money junkies, and for the money junkies. And that's why they're spending so much money to get him in there. And I'm not a big fan of Obama. I don't like either of these candidates. You know, looking at Romney and Obama, anarchy's looking very attractive right now. And we may have it by November with the economy on the verge of collapsing. All righty, let's see. Pakistan is out there screaming that U.S. drone strikes are violations of their national sovereignty. Yeah, it is, actually. When you send military aircraft into somebody else's country to kill people, which is exactly what these drone strikes are, that's an act of war. That's an invasion. The fact that these are unmanned robotic drones is irrelevant. These things are flying there with the markings of the United States of America. They're flying into somebody else's country without their permission, and they're killing people. And they're killing innocent bystanders and civilians. And like I said before, from the point of view of people standing on that ground, and they're in the marketplace, and they're drinking a little coffee, and they're talking to their friends and neighbors, and all of a sudden there's an ear-shattering explosion. And all of a sudden, in the smoke and fire and debris, people they've known their entire lives are lying in bloody pieces all over the place. Does it really matter if it came from a drone or from a suicide bomber? It's still an act of terrorism. And that's what the U.S. is doing with these drone strikes. They're committing acts of random terrorism on Pakistan to enforce adherence to U.S. policy. All right, we're coming down to the end of this segment, and when we come back from this next commercial, we're going to go to the phones and grab a phone call or two. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Music should be starting here any second, and we will be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the phone calls here, and the lines are starting to load up here, somebody just posted, a member posted a story over at whatreallyhappened.com in Texas. 300,000 eligible voters are targeted in a purge. So they're starting to purge the voter rolls all over the country here. We're going to get those gosh darn Democrats off the rolls. They don't even care anymore that we're seeing the elections being rigged right before our eyes. Let's go to the phones. Gene in New York. Aloha, Gene. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Michael? Like your show. But I got a question
Thank
for you.
Thank you very much. Go for
I
it.
I got a question for you. Voter fraud is a problem. How do you propose we solve it?
Well, to be very honest, I think at this point with these electronic machines, we're not going to be able to solve it under the current government. But given that Europe is probably getting ready to implode, drag down the Federal Reserve and the federal government with it, we need to start thinking about what kind of a country we're going to have here, you know, after it's all over. We're basically at the same point in history that the USSR was. It's on the verge of collapse. We've got to start planning for what we're going to do afterwards. And we need to learn from
that we're going to collapse. What I'm saying is, there is a problem with voter fraud, and this election, whether we implode or not, is going to have consequences.
Well, I understand that, but, you know, short of an armed revolution, which I'm not ready to start cheering people on to do just yet, we can't fix the system. It is designed to just not be changed. We're all being told these electronic machines are more trustworthy than people, which isn't saying much given the kind of people who wind up working as our election supervisors.
Correct.
But when we start crafting our new nation, you know, I, for one, refuse to accept that the country that put men on the moon can't come up with an absolutely honest, 100% verifiable election system, especially since our current election system was built by companies that make automated teller machines that never lose a penny from one end of the country to another.
Mm-hmm.
So we know it's possible, and it's got to be 100% transparent and verifiable and auditable, and we need to have a uniform standard all the way across the country. And more than that, we need to have it written into the new Constitution that any incidents of election fraud will result in immediate disqualification of the candidate from public life permanently. We need to make voter fraud the most serious crime against the people of the United States of America.
Agreed.
We need to punish it appropriate to the scale of the theft.
Okay. Agreed. Thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to go to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Glad to listen to you on your maiden voyage in the new time slot.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you know the thing is, I just had a puke watching this Queen's Diamond Jubilee. I mean,
I didn't even watch.
Do people really know what a jubilee is? We want to talk about what I think should be a real jubilee, and that means the American and European people, as well as the British people, should have a jubilee from this erroneous mortgage-backed security debt, these derivatives. Let's get a jubilee from that.
That was the original concept of a jubilee. It happened every 50 years in ancient Rome, where all debts were zeroed out, and they restarted the system because they understood that compound interest on debt would destroy a society if left unchecked. And then jubilee was stopped, and Rome fell, and we're in the same situation. So, yeah, the queen is sort of appropriating, the name because, you know, celebration wasn't good enough. Her anniversary wasn't good enough. It's got to be a jubilee. And in ancient Rome, the jubilee was the biggest holiday there was, with good reason. Everybody, oh, wow, yes, we made it to jubilee. Now we can all start off again. And it just resulted in this incredible unbridled optimism for the future. And that's one of the things that allowed Rome to become great. And when they quit doing it, Rome fell.
Well, that's the thing, if we get our country back, that we declare a jubilee. Every debt under the Federal Reserve System is wiped clean, and everybody gets a clean slate.
I think by default that's going to happen when the current government and banking system falls and we start a new one. There's going to be no end of banker-backed carpetbaggers running around saying, we're on or bound to pay the debts of the previous regime. And I'm going to say, if you feel like paying it, go ahead, but we're not part of that mess. This whole debt was run up without our permission, based on a law voted through by a corrupt Congress and signed by a corrupt president before any of us were even born. We are not responsible. It's all odious debt. I think in the new nation, we need to go back to the system that the United States started with, where government created the money and spent it into circulation to support commerce without charging interest on it, taxed it back at the end of the cycle to balance the books, and banks were kept off to one side. The money junkies are locked up in this little asylum called a bank, and if you need to do business with them, you can, but they are not a mandatory part of the social contract. And that is really where things went bad, was when banks decided they were just going to insert themselves into all economic activity and, like a parasite, just continue to suck wealth out of it for every single transaction. Now they're trying to get you to use bank cards to buy newspapers with. So the bank will get their piece of the action from buying a newspaper or a candy bar or a soda. You know, they're parasites. They can't let any transaction go without their getting a piece of the action. It's kind of like the mafia, you know. Get a piece of the action here. You're going to buy a newspaper. We get a penny or a fraction of a penny or whatever.
Word jubilee should be our word. We have to take back as a common man's relief from the money junkies. It shouldn't be a word used by just the royals to sound like royalty. It is a word to that's for us.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. We need to have that, and a lot of people are talking about a new jubilee. But in the end, when the Eurozone collapses and the derivatives crush Wall Street, and they're not going to be able to dump the debt from the derivatives on the American people because we don't have it. And that is the reason the U.S. economic system is about to collapse, is because an economy, you have to have money flowing at all levels of society. And right now, it's just all concentrated over Washington, D.C. and Wall Street. And when they turn out to the rest of America and say, we need a little bit more money to balance the books, and Americans go to say, we don't have it. We'd love to help you. We're a generous, kind people, but we don't have it. You already took all of our money. There's nothing left out here.
Even
and
Russia,
so they'll go on printing more paper money to satisfy themselves that the economy is still running. But it's already in the death spiral.
Well, Russia, I think, declared a jubilee on their people. I think Putin declared
when they changed governments, yeah, that's exactly what they did. Whether you call it jubilee or odious debt, but absolutely, when one government crashes and the next one comes in, the first thing you do is you say all the debts from the old government are gone, all the owed taxes are zeroed out, all the foreign loans and all the rest of that stuff, it's all zeroed out. We're starting the country over for the benefit of the people, and anybody who doesn't like it can leave. That's what Putin did to the oligarchs, which is the Russians' name for the money junkies. He kicked them all out, sent them back home to Israel.
Yep, I mean, that's it. I mean, I pray for jubilee, but, and it shouldn't. And you know, another thing about the Queen, it's like she's worth $17 trillion, and she puts the London English taxpayers on the hook for her little ceremony.
When I was working in London many, many years ago, I actually met a member of the staff at Buckingham Palace, and the Queen may be worth $17 trillion, but she is a cheapskate when it comes to taking care of her own people. They're all on, like, the lowest possible wages, and the Queen's attitude is, well, if you want to work in the palace, you'll work for less than anybody else. And so, yeah, she's just an incredibly cheap person here. All righty, we're going to go to Jason in Nebraska. Aloha, Jason. Welcome to the show, and what is on your mind?
Well, a couple things, but I just want to first start off by saying you're a hero, and I'm glad you do what you do.
And well, thank you. I blush.
It's funny when you talk about how the money junkies, how they all want to get their cut and everything, and it reminds me of paying a bill online or doing something like that where a convenience fee has been added. Because it's somehow more convenient for me to click a button than it is to mail an envelope to them that they would have to unseal and pay someone to do this, all the work necessary.
Oh, yeah, they're charging more for people who still pay by those icky-poo paper checks and everything.
Yes, but what's really on my mind is things like why people just completely can't see the truth when it comes to things like allergies, like GMOs causing allergies, vaccines causing autism. Why can't we see that? It's like talking to the 11th Marvel people.
They're enslaved by their beliefs. We are a culture that enslaves itself to beliefs. I mean, look at how we're raised as children. Believe in the fat man at the North Pole, you will get a bicycle or a toy train. Believe in the magic Easter bunny and you'll get chocolate and candy and stuff. Believe in the tooth fairy and you'll get money under your pillow. You know, constantly, whether it's Sunday school or social studies in first grade, we're constantly taught to allow beliefs to control us rather than logic and thought and careful analysis. And as we grow up, our personalities evolve around those core beliefs, and that becomes our slavery. And one of the hardest things you can do is say, I won't believe any longer. And once you do that and make it stick, you find all of a sudden you're a free human being for the first time in your life.
Oh, yes. And it's like believe in the Flat Earth Society. The Earth will be flat. It will never be round. Because the science...
Well, I think that's kind of a tongue-in-cheek. I think the Flat Earth Society is kind of a tongue-in-cheek social group. I don't think it's real. But, you know, people who believe
of being cast out if your beliefs are actually the truth.
Well, you know, all belief systems work to get rid of the heretics because they understand inherently they can't argue against the heretics. They don't have anything except a belief, and beliefs have no foundation. You know, if you have actually seen an elephant and touched one and, more to the point, smelled one, you don't need to believe in elephants. You know from direct experience elephants exist. only people who've never actually seen an elephant have to believe in them, which tells us that faith is basically rooted in ignorance. And so we have this whole society that brainwashes our children. They grab little kids before they're old enough and sophisticated enough to know that the big people are full of it. And they're indoctrinated with belief in benevolent government and belief in wise leadership of corporations and belief in the imaginary playmate up in the clouds. And the fat man at the North Pole and the Easter Bunny and on and on and on and on. And as we get older, yeah. we let some beliefs go, like the fat man at the North Pole. But other beliefs are still encouraged. On TV, churches are still getting tax breaks to go on out there and say, go on believing in the imaginary playmate in the clouds who wants you to do what the government says to do, who wants you to go send your children to smite the heathen out there on the plains of Arabia.
Yeah, and of course, and sometimes, when the elephant's in the room, people don't even believe it.
I think you're mixing my metaphor just a little tiny bit. But, you know, the biggest belief structure we have right now is that even as we see every other government around Earth and throughout history being corrupt and lying to its people, we're still trapped and enslaved by a belief that our government is unique among all of history in that it's really good guys that we should all love and support and throw our money and our children's lives at. And yet common sense has to tell you it can't be true. Our government is no better or worse than any others that we've seen in history. And all governments lie to their people. That we have documented time and time again. There has never once been a government in all of history, on all of planet Earth, that was truthful with its own population. I challenge anybody to counter that. Yeah. Find me a government that was 100% truthful and honest with their people. I dare you to.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
It's a safe bet.
Hopefully someday it does happen, but, you know, with a track record like that, it's almost as if it's a very random improbability.
Well, actually, there's a bit of hope there, because all of history is a contest between rulers who want to keep their population ignorant so it's easier to lie to them, and these various technological leaps forward that fundamentally change the flow of information in society. And there are a great many parallels between the advent of the internet and the blogosphere and the alternative media in our present generation with Gutenberg's rediscovery of movable type printing and the availability all of a sudden of inexpensive books for ordinary people of Europe to buy and read. And there was an explosion of literacy, and all of a sudden people were saying, wait a minute, why is the Bible in this church so different from the Bible over in that church? And it forced, literally led to the Reformation, the writing of the King James Bible. And basically,
National Geographic actually did a great series on that in the last year, the origins of the Bible.
And it basically forced civil and religious leadership to evolve to meet the new reality. And those institutions that could evolve persisted, and those institutions that couldn't collapsed. And just as back in Gutenberg's time, we saw civil and religious leaders trying to just crush down this whole publishing thing and get control of it, we're seeing the same thing going on now, where they're trying to figure out how to censor the internet, how to control it, how to return the power to lie with impunity to the rulership. And they're not going to succeed, ultimately, in the long run. And as a result, when we talk about governments lying to their people, all governments are going to lie to their people. It's a question of how many lies can they get away with. And obviously, as we move forward, the amount of lies from the government that work get smaller and smaller. The ability to lie with impunity continues to decline. They're still going to lie, but we're going to catch them at it more often. Back when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, it took about 33 years to reach a point where 50% of the American public no longer believed the Warren Report. When Vincent Foster got whacked at the White House, it was about 5 or 6 years before we reached that 50% mark. And now, well, like the World Trade Towers and we got bin Laden, the lifespan of a government lie these days can be clocked with an egg timer.
Curiously about the towers, have you seen the no planes theory stuff?
Yeah, I have, and it's deliberate disinformation that the government puts out here to sort of kookify and ridicule the alternative media. That's an old propaganda trick called poisoning the well. If somebody out there has something that's really damaging to the government, you plant something on them that sounds so ridiculous that everybody's going to say, oh, come on, this is just nonsensical stuff. And it is a very old tactic. It's old enough to shave now, and we recognize it for what it is. And there's a lot of that going on out on the internet.
Yeah, give them bread and circus, I guess. That's the way it goes.
Okay, well,
I appreciate your time, Mr. Rivero, and you are truly a hero.
Well, thank you very much. I don't feel like a hero, but thank you very much for the phone call.
It takes a lot for you to stand up and say what you say.
Well, thank you very much. And the best thing that you can do to help me is to stand up and say exactly the same thing to everybody you know, because the more we speak out, the more we're going to give courage to everybody else around us to speak out. And that is the most important thing you can do right now to bring about a change, to head off this awful world war, which way too many of our world leaders are seeing as their best way out of their self-created mess. Yeah, I've screwed up the economy. Let's murder a few million people and everything will be all better. All right, thank you very much for the phone call, Jason. We're going to let you go, and we're coming up here on the end of a segment. We are basically looking into our third hour where Karen Kwiatkowski is going to be joining us and talking about her campaign and about a bunch of other stuff that's been going on here. So I hope you'll all stay tuned for that. In the meantime, phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. We will be right back after these words from our sponsors.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of all the computer alone.
Donald had a farm. Then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever since.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, and I apologize for the loud noise, but there seems to be a lot of pollen in the air today. And getting in here. We're not in a big, expensive radio studio with air conditioning and filtered air and everything like this. We're basically, you know, it's not quite a grass hut. I will concede a certain level of comfort here, but the windows are open and the breeze blows through, and when the pollen comes in, it attacks me. It's Osama bin Pollen here. All righty, let's see. A couple of news stories are coming in. A synchronized global slowdown in negative territory. The global sell-off, they're talking about it, and basically the conclusion of the world press is that this downturn of the economy is basically going to end Obama's chances for re-election, which would kind of surprise me. I sort of assumed with Romney as the GOP candidate that Obama's re-election was a foregone conclusion, but it's not like I really care which one of them, you know, steals the election, because they're both going to be a disaster for the country at this point. Like I said earlier in the show, looking at Obama and Romney, anarchy's looking very attractive right now. We're just never able to get anybody to sign the petitions. let's see. Crippling sanctions against Damascus. On a recent segment of a CNN program, Fareed Zakariyyeh called for imposing crippling sanctions on Syria in order to force regime change on the country. We're going to starve those Syrian people until they love us. You know what this is? This is the 21st century equivalent of laying siege to a town. We've all seen it in movies and read it in our history books. You know, the armies would surround the town, and the town would be inside the castle and its fortifications, and you'd simply lay siege and you'd block it off so that no food could come in and no people could come out, and you'd simply starve them until they surrendered and said, all right, we'll let you be the new king. So that's what the U.S. is doing to Syria. They're laying siege. All we need now are battering rams and trebuchets to fulfill the traditional requirements of laying siege to other people's countries in order to steal them. That's what's going on here. The U.S. is stealing other people's countries again. And they don't like it. And frankly, I'm not surprised. Would you like it if somebody stole your country? What am I saying? Israel's already stolen your country. Do you like it? Do you approve of it? Now you know how the Iraqi and the Afghani and the Syrians are and the Libyans are feeling about all this stuff. So, now, we were talking about this strange robotic space shuttle the American military had up in space, the X-37B, and it's been up in space for just about a year now, and its original design specifications said it wasn't really supposed to be up for that long. They had originally said it was going to come down last December, 6 months ago, and it stayed up and stayed up and stayed up and stayed up. A lot of people were wondering, what is it doing? Can they not get it down? Well, now the U.S. military has announced they're going to bring it down sometime this month, maybe. And the question remains, what have they been doing up there with this ship? All right, we're going to take a break here for station identification. We'll be back here with hour number three of our show and Karen Kwiatkowski.